A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 4th, 2017. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessed Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the road to the 2018 election, opposition alliances, and also the proliferation of the same.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the road to the 2018 elections in Zimbabwe and opposition strategies to contest against the incumbent President Robert Mugabe of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Founding president of the opposition movement for democratic change, Moken Tsvangirai, and leaders of seven other political parties and social movements are expected tomorrow to launch a coalition, the MTC Alliance, at the Zimbabwe grounds in Highfields, Harare.
In a press statement, Tsvangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborinyuka said, and I quote, "The democratic forces in the country are converging to forge a formidable united front in the next election in line with the demand of the people of Zimbabwe." But with opposition parties now said to be numbering over 60 and counting, I don't know how this is going to be easy, Gibbs, to forge an alliance, because this alliance that has been formed, I mean, compared to the number of opposition political parties in the country, it's just a drop of ink in the ocean. But some are saying that at least these have numbers compared to some parties that some are alleging, some leaders who are lone rangers.
And yesterday, some two parties were actually officially launched. So the number of these parties is crazy. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kulaba basanda kusixhuma zulukandaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngakhona okwenziwa yi-MTC isingazani ilomanyano okuthiwa yi-MTC Alliance. Kuyasungulwa kusemthethweni kusasa ke konke lokhu endaweni okuthiwa iZimbabwe Grounds. Siyayikhumbula iZimbabwe Grounds indawo lapho umnumzana Joshua Nkomo afika khona evele egangeni. Kwagcwala abantu okunye okumangalisayo khona ngale eZimbabwe Grounds. Nxa kusenziwa vele imikhankaso yonke nje ekaniqakathekile abantu bakhona ngale Zimbabwe Grounds. Ungabona kula bantu abaningi kakhulu owazito okwenzayo bayakuthanda kakhulu. So kula bantu abathi ye lokho kwenziwa yamabandla MDC labanye athize kungazani kulungile. Kube khona labanye abathi kungani baphongwenza nje abakufunayo akula nto ezaphuma khonapho. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngalolu daba. Lisilandele futhi la kuFacebook siku VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona na VOA Ndebele. So sokunjalo foita stop.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichinzwa pfungwa dzenyu pambatanidzwa uri kuumbwa nemama mapato anopikisa uye okuwanda kwaita mapato acho anopikisa muchitudzawo kuti semaonero enyu pane mukana here wekuti angakunde kana kuti aiwa kungoperekedzawo muchato ZANU PF inenge yakakunda kudhara musarudzo idzodzi. Tira kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu kuti zvinenge zvakamira sei. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is a political analyst, Dr. Victor Chimutu, who is based in Norway. Dr. Chimutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Dr. Chimutu, what's your take on this MTC alliance?
I think this is a very positive step. And I also need to hasten to say this is a positive first step towards the realization of the coalition for the election. Because to me, the MDC alliance, the way I see it, it forms a base, you know, for the alliance. But we know that discussions for the coalition are still ongoing, and we know that probably with certainty that this is not the final alliance that is going to contest against ZANU-PF. But as a first step, this is a very positive step.
Mm-hmm. But now, Dr. Chimutu, while others are forming a coalition, more and more parties are being formed. I mean, it's almost at a rate of one every week. What is your take on this?
No, I think we must not also rationalize some of those, you know, as political parties, because, yeah, you are correct that the rate at which they are being formed, you know, it defies logic that a country of 13 million people, we probably have about 90 to 100 political parties, and almost every day, you know, you are getting news that there is a new political party, and I think we need to kind of, especially at this stage, we need not to brand some of these political parties and try to focus on the political parties that we know have already gained traction, mm-hmm. you know, in Zimbabwe. And I also think this is the reason why the formation of this MDC alliance is so important, because it forms a base, you know, of the original MDC of 99 that we all know. And then there are other political formations, for example, people like Mai Mujuru, which we know that they kind of represent what we can call the liberation movement. So that group of political parties, you also know that they can add value to the table. And also, you know, post-MDC era, the formation of MDC, we have had other, you know, new outfits that are more cosmopolitan that have been launched. And by this, probably we can talk of political parties like maybe, you know, APA, recently APA, and maybe BZA. But to say all 90 to 100 of them are political parties that must be in that coalition, I think it's too much to ask from our political leaders in the opposition. That is practically impossible.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
And Dr. Chimuntu, what's wrong with having 1,000 parties in a country like Zimbabwe? It's a democratic system that can work at the end of the day, right? If you've got such a number.
This is the argument that is advanced by everyone, and it's a correct argument to say that it's everyone's right to do what they want, to participate in the political processes, mm-hmm. whether to run as a candidate, whether to run as independent, whether to form a new political outfit. But when you also look at a country with a population of 13 million, and you compare the number of political parties that we do have with other countries, probably that we can say that this is where, that are also kind of democratic, even Western democracies. You know, you are in the United States, mm-hmm. and they recently had their elections, I think, last year, and you saw how many political parties were participating in that and how many presidential candidates were in that election. And also in UK recently, there was an election, and we also know how many political parties participated and how many candidates were there. So for us to push this narrative to say, it's a democratic right for everybody, and a country like Zimbabwe is going to have 100 presidential candidates. I think, you know, we it's either we are overstretching that right, or our political leaders are not being sensitive to the crisis that we are in, because with the crisis that we are in, you could imagine or think that all political leaders with people at heart, you know, they can try to find and coalesce, you know, to fight the common enemy in ZANU-PF. So this is why, at least in the Zimbabwean landscape, we shouldn't overstretch that, you know, discourse or that narrative about rights and democracy. Because, I mean, ironically, this is what we don't have anyway in our country. This is why we are in this position in the first place. So to use it only to say that we can have 100, 200 candidates, where we may know that it may, in the end, probably not help us in reclaiming the country. I think probably we are overstretching the narrative there.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the road to the 2018 elections. Of course, the opposition parties are seeking for a solution to end President Robert Mugabe's reign. Mr. Mugabe has been in power since 1980, first as the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe and then later as the Executive President, Gibbs.
Silomlalela lapha ke Blessing umnumzana Ncube. Baba Ncube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani ba?
Hayi siphile Ncube. So ungathini nge-MDC Alliance?
I-MDC Alliance ngombono wami ngibona ibenza kahle kakhulu uma besifisa ukuthi babumbane. Into enhle kakhulu yinto bevele amaZimbabweans akufisayo lokwena. Ukuthi kube nama-candidates amaningi amela ama-elections atazanimentisana nomgabe angiboni ukuthi kuzosisiza. Into enhle sibona kungabe ukuthi ma singabambana sibe i-one party sizokwazi ukuthi sinqobe ukhetho lolu. After that, ikhona la sizobona khona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba into esiyidingayo yidemokhrasi ezweni lakithi. Kube ne-democracy kufane nakwamanye amazwe abantu basebenzele ezweni labo. Kusukele ukuhlupheka lokukhona sicela ukuthi sibambisane. Siyakubongela kakhulu lokho abakwenza i-coalition le ayenzayo. Siyayibongela into enhle kakhulu.
Kodwa kuzasebenza inqobo?
Kuzosebenza ma ngabe sibumbana ngokoqotho kuzosebenza. Sithathe lokhuyana ukucabangelana kabi ukuthi ubani unje sikubekele esayidini sibumbane sonkeni singamaZimbabweni sithi siya-unite manje siba yi-MDC A1 sibumbane sibeke imithetho ezasenza ukuthi singabuyeli futhi kuZANU-PF singavuki kusasa sesiyiZANU-PF nathi siyi-MDC. Asibumbaneni sibe ngabantu abaleqiniso sibeke imithetho ezasenzela ukuthi kube nedemokhrasi elizweni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ncube, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Yes.
So according to Mr. Ncube in South Africa, he says he's very happy with what the MTC is doing. He says this is what people have been calling for, you know. And he says it's going to work if it is genuine. If it's not genuine and people start accusing each other, it will fail. So it should be something that is good among all the parties.
Let's go back tombodzoka kwamuri vachimutu. Vachimutu asikava mwari kuti nyangwe mapato anopikisa akabatana kupedza nguva nekuti Zanu PF muri kuona iri kuita misangano kuma tunhu ose kuri kuya vanhu vakawanda.
Ichokwadi zvacho kuti Zanu PF painoita misangano yayo kunowanikwa kuchiuya vanhu vakawanda. Asi todawo kutitarisise kuti kuuya kunoita vanhu vakawanda kumusangano yeZANU PF. Vakawanda vacho vanoenda zvekumanikidzwa. Kana kuti munzvimbo dzavanenge vachiita misangano munotoona kuti mabhizinesi kana kuti zvikoro zvinovharwa kuti vaende kumisangano iyoyo. ZANU PF ibato ragara chizikanwa nekumanikidza vanhu kuenda kumisangano. Saka izvozvo hazvingashamise kuti ZANU PF pamusangano payo panenge pakazara nevana vechikoro, panenge pakazara nevanhu vanenge vavhariswa mabasa avo avanoita munyika yakatoomawo zvayo kudaro. Asi so chimwezve chatofanwa kuona ndechekuti kubatana kwaita kuri kuita mapato anopikisa chinhu chakanaka ende chinhu chinowedzera mukana wekuti maopposition party agokunda kana kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vagokunda kubvisa ZANU PF. Apa tinenge tichitarisa mukana unenge wawedzera zvichireva kuti dai iko zvino maelections anga aitwa MDC tiyo mhanya yakadaro, MDC yaNcube mhanya yakadaro, ZANU ndonga ichingodaro zvapo zvichidaro, mikana inenge ichidzika zvakanyanya zvichiwedzera mukana weZANU PF kukunda. Saka chinhu chakanaka kubatana. Kubatana kunoita maopposition kuno kwakanaka nekuti kunoitawo kuti vanovatsigira kana kuti support base yavo idi ikure. Then pane zvechimwe chinhu chinogara chichitaurwa kuti kunyangwe coalition ikavepo but environment yedu haina kumira zvakanaka. Tinoziva kuti zeki inoshandira pedo neZANU PF. Asi chakanakira kubatana zvendechekuti vanhu vakaregister vakawanda kunovhota, vanhu vakanovhota vakawanda, vanhu vakavata confidence dzekunovhota vachinovhotera munhu mumwe chete against Zanu PF. Zvinoita kuti kana iwe weZanu PF pane kuriga kana kubiridzira kwavanozoita pasarudzo ya zvivaomere nekuti nhamba dzinenge dzakadi nhamba dzinenge dzakakurisa. Mukatarisa 2008 pakakundwa vamugabe navatsvangirai izvozvo zvakaitika zvekuti vanhu vakanovhota vakawanda kwazvo. Tikakwanisa zvekudzokorora kwakudarikidza nhamba idzodzo especially vechidiki vemazuva ano vakanovhotawo zvinopa mukana wakanaka kuopposition.
Gibbs.
So when you are looking at issues to do with the forthcoming elections, Mr. Chimondu, don't you see a same scenario happening like the MDC and other parties losing to ZANU-PF like what happened in 2013, you know? Are they not going to lose?
I think the environment is a little bit different and probably circumstances are a little bit different. I think what we may need to compare actually is 2018 and 2008, because when we approached the 2000 elections and we, like it's almost similar to the same circumstances we are approaching 2018 elections, because in 2018 because of the government of national unity the conditions were becoming to be a little relatively stable. Mm-hmm. And of course, not discounting the rigging that we know, the MICAV that happened, but the environment was a little bit stable. The livelihood question was a little bit stable. People were having a little bit better life in terms of the standard of living. There were no shortages as we see now. Cash shortages is mostly unemployment is almost at 96%, mm-hmm. almost 100%. So I think the environment is so difficult for ZANU-PF to try to either to rig or actually to win this election. It's going to be very, very tough for them. It's a difficult environment.
What do you think about the factionalism in ZANU-PF? Is it a factor?
Obviously that's a factor, and factionalism and also the age of their candidate. Mm-hmm. Because President Mugabe is now 93. By the time we are having elections, he will be over 94. So that is going to play a very, very decisive role, because, I mean, even the loyal supporters of ZANU-PF now, you can hear, you know, these people talking and this discomfort about his age. And also, this is what is also leading to this question of, factionalism, succession. Is he going to contest? Because as of now, even people in ZANU-PF themselves, they are not so sure who is going to be their candidate. You can hear this. The first lady the other time was talking about urging the president to appoint a successor. Then today, Kudzichipanga was also talking that, you know, President Mugabe, there's no need for a successor because President Mugabe can go up to 2023. But what is important there is to see that even within ZANU-PF, there is a discord about their candidate, about their chances in 2018. So, yes, factionalism will play a role. The age of President Mugabe is also going to play a major role. Mm-hmm. But also, the opposition also needs to articulate, you know, their position, their policies, to make them accessible to the electorate. Because these factors of factionalism and the age of the president on its own, it's not enough to win an election.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's another point that we want to focus on. It's not enough to just say Mugabe must go without offering any solutions to the country's problems. Gibbs.
Sloba Nkomo, ecingwe lapha. Baba Nkomo, kunjani? Baba Nkomo, ukhona ecingwe?
Ncube, ukhuluma naye, Sipho.
Oh, Ncube, kunjani Ncube?
Yeah, nyaphila.
Yeah, akusitshele Ncube. Wena ngombono wakho ubona ngazani konke lokhu kuyangaphi okwe-MDC Alliance?
Okwe-MDC Alliance kungaphathisa kakhulu uma ngabe bazimisele, njengoba esisho ukuthi kumele balungise ama-policies wabo ukwenzela ukuthi babe-elected, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe ne-choice, babone ukuthi hhayi laba yiwo esibadingayo. Ngoba uma ungalungisa ama-policies kwenza ukuthi bona abantu bangakuthembi, ngoba eZimbabwe zine-problem yokungathembani. Uh-huh. Into enkulu kakhulu leyo. Kumele silungise ama-policies wethu azoyenza ukuthi abantu basikhethe, bakwazi ukuthi sizobamela ngokufaneleyo ilizwe lizophatheka kahle kube neinvestment abantu bakwazi ukuthi basebenze elizweni kuvulwe amakampani abantu basebenze elizweni ngoba into abantu abayidingayo lokho ukuthi kona imali yashota elizweni abakudinga abantu abakhangelelanga khona so ngendlela engibona ngakhona uma bengabambana kuzoyenza ukuthi ukhetho lubaluwine lazi kuzoyenza ukuthi laba abazama ukuthi ba-rig ama-elections bangakhona ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi ba-rig ama-elections because bazali i-MPC izokwazi ukuthi ibambane labantu abantu phansi elokuzeni ku-ground so bazokwazi ukuthi kuwine elections ngendlela e-right bese besithi abasikhokheleyo njengabo Morgan Tsvangirai bese benanzelela kakhulu ukuthi abantu abafana nombutho ofana ne-SADC unesandla ekuthinini i-ruling party ingaphumi embusweni so kufanele kunanzelele izinto ezifana nalezo ugade kakhulu endaweni ezifana nalezo ngoba yibo abantu abazaqala ukukhuluma bethi hayi iZANU PF izohamba phambili ekhethweni wathi wathi bekhuluma into engekho iZANU PF iyasapotwa akuna ZANU PF esapotwayo eZimbabwe
hayi siyakuzwa Ncube sibongile kakhulu Ncube baba
uyabonga.
That was Mr. Ncube. He's in South Africa today. We're lucky. We're getting Ncube, Ncube, and Ncube. So what Mr. Ncube was saying is that the opposition needs to build that kind of trust, you know, among people so that it can get people to support it. So he says without that trust, they won't be elected. But he says they're doing some genuine kind of gesture, you know, towards creating that kind of good party. So he says the other problem is SADC. You know, he says the SADC leaders normally don't want to Mugabe to go. So they'll come out with something, you know, that will make sure that Mr. Mugabe remains in power. So he says, watch out that, you know, that's one of the places where people have to go, maybe, and convince the SADC leaders that something is wrong in Zimbabwe. Yeah.
Let's go back to Dr. Shimutu. Dr. Shimutu, is still on the line?
Yes, I'm around.
Okay, we talked about opposition strategies in order to win the hearts and minds of the people. If you were advising them, what message should they be selling to the electorate?
I think what they need to do is to articulate a little bit more, you know, on the issue of the nationalistic agenda, and profile a little bit less of policies that are perceived to be more neoliberal. So, in other words, you know, this is more like articulating issues of livelihoods, because when you look at the greater majority of our population, they are in the rural areas, about 60% or so are in the rural areas. And these people are worried about things like land. They are worried about things like, you know, the basic function of the economy and, you know, ownership of their properties. And so it's more the opposition also needed to kind of change the narrative to go towards that nationalistic agenda. And also to reclaim this narrative that ZANU-PF always use about liberating the country. The opposition also needs to wage in. It was not ZANU-PF. You know, the liberation of Zimbabwe is not a ZANU-PF agenda. It's a national agenda. And the liberation of Zimbabwe, it's a question of Zimbabweans who sacrificed and participated. That is you and me, your parents, and everybody was involved. So there is need to reclaim some of this narrative and change the discourse so that ZANU-PF doesn't have monopoly on these issues. So that when ZANU-PF goes on the overdrive to talk about, you know, our country is to be recolonized, you know, the opposition can close that space. But I think in these previous years, the opposition has been found wanting, you know, towards that question. What is their position on land? What is their position on land if they are going to win? What is their position on land redistribution? What is their position on policies like indigenization policies? So they really need to articulate, you know, this kind of policies and change the narrative and to acknowledge, you know, policies that are principally good policies and also and then probably question the way the implementation was done. And probably articulate how differently they could have done it. But at least, you know, also acknowledges these questions of ownership because it's a fundamental African issue. If Africa is to liberate itself, it must liberate itself from the capital. It must liberate itself from our leaders who are irresponsible. So these are two issues that are important, I think, that the opposition needs to concentrate on.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
I think you are raising so many issues there which are very, very critical, especially when you look at the issue of land and you look at issues to do with the national agenda. So at the end of the day, it becomes something maybe a subject of discussion. So I think we can pursue that. Kodwa-ke lapha silo mnumzana uFrank osecingweni. Baba Frank, kunjani?
Hayi, uyaphila baba, linjani?
No, siphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho Frank?
Hayi, seBulawayo eLivesi.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi ubona njani MTC Alliance le?
Hayi, ngibona ngala madoda benza into enhle engasikhuphe ekuzimeni.
So ubona zani kodwa abantu bangaphuma ebuzimeni?
Yebo, sizithi ngalo bengaqhubeka, sizithi beyibambile, belungisa into zabo zime kahle. Njengabo nike labo bacile laphana ngoba into kuyacina kwesikhathi kumlahlela emuva ngoba babehamba kali bayathinta.
So ngesikhathi esadlulayo lakhala ngenikuvu, kanti esasoze likhale ngayo futhi.
Hayi, lokhonayo sakhala ngakho kodwa-ke kuqakathekile ukuthi khathesi bakulazeleli.
Kumele benzeni bo mnumzana Frank?
Kumele balazelele ngoba laphana into esuke yenzakale basuke bakholisa ukubhoda labantu abaphansi bengakhanyeli phezulu khona ngale onesangulayo labonike ukuthi babone ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Frank, ungadinwa lakusasa bawo.
Hayi, lambongile ukuthi limbambe, sihlale limbambe.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye bye.
Yabo.
Yeah, sibe siba lo baba ke uthiwa nguFortune. Sicungeni lapha baba Fortune, kunjani?
Yebo mnumzana.
Uthini?
Nongiphilile kahle, bengilalela amadoda ekhuluma la.
Yeah, ngizwe ngalo uthabile sibili ukuthi MDC Alliance khona.
Kunama issue mnumzana Gibbs okufanele siwakhangele singakaqali ukuthi siqhakeze nge-MDC Alliance. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sikhangele i-foundation where we build our alliances. Ngingakhangeli kuphela i-alliance kaNcubelo Tswangirai, ngikhangela nje i-alliance in general. Ukuthi kufanele ibe on a very solid ground. Kungaze kwaba lesilonda lapho impukane zangena ifake impethu khona. Ngokubona kwami, angisiyo umprofeti kodwa-ke ngizakutsho nginesiqiniselo sokuthi lay alliance kaNcube labo Tswangirai ilezilonda eziningi. Impukanizi izangena kube le mpethu. Akhangele nje ama-characters. Okokuqala, sikhangele nantawo yabo Agrippa Mtambara laba baphakathi laphana labo Rugare Gumbo and all other actors. Mbone kulenye iphathi laphana mentwa yi-MCD. Esesingene sakwenza alliance line. Look, uhlupho lwethu olukhulu kakhulu eZimbabwe, ngizomnyebalisa ama-policies lani, ayisulo alukho more economical, lu political in terms of leadership. Asila leadership. And abanye khona phana kwa-alliance, they are poor in terms of judgment. Ngikhangela umnumzana uThwangela ngkwakhe ukuthi judgment yakhe ukuthi akhethe ukuya ku-alliance lanta nyabo Mtambara who committed heinous crimes against people especially in Matabeleland ngesikhathi seku-ground. Uyehlala la ukuthi laba bangcono ngizenze i-alliance la. Yibaphi abantu ozabakhonvinsa, uzenelisa ukukhonvinsa nibetholojo yini ukuthi uMtambara ulungile ususebenza laye? Uzenelisayini ubakhonvinsa ukuthi ushile abanye abantu amaphathi azwayo anjengezaphu akhona emathebelendi esilabazali esibaziyo ukuthi lanamhlanje balokhu bekholwa kuzaphu yabo abayitshelwa nkomo. Uye bachiya ngaphandle, uye chiya abantu abanjengabobithi who performed very well, even far much better than uMorgan Tsvangirai ngokwakhe during the inclusive government. Uye bachiya ngaphandle uthi wena ungcono uhambe labo transform Zimbabwe esingabaziyo. Uye labo Mtambara abaziwayo abarepa oJudith Todd, uye thi wena ususiya ku-alliance lab. So sile problem enkulu kakhulu especially with our foundations, political foundations, the provision of leadership generally. Ngokuzwa kwami kathesi kothwangirayo kwale partini kwakhe bayalwa ama-vice president akhe athi ukwenze kanjani lokhu singavumelananga. Unfortunately, engxenye abanye benyukani kaboni isivumelwane i-alliance agreement. Mina-ke sengiyibonile. I-alliance agreement liyana i-creation of another dictator in the making. Ukuthi umuntu ophiwa amandla, bona abakwaTsvangirai bathi besiya ku-Congress, besiyanika uTsvangirai amandla ukuthi usengu-supreme leader, ngiyozakhetha ubani, ngiyole final say, babengakuboni. Kodwa abantu anjengabo Ncube ebesithi izihlakaniphi bahambe bayangena ku-alliance enjengaleyana out of desperation. Bavumela i-alliance enika umuntu oyi-one amandla ukuthi uzaba ngu-chairman we-cabinet, uzachair i-alliance, uzakuba, uzakhetha i-technical team yokukhampena la ama-elections. Yiyo ingozi emnumzana esikhangelane la. Yebo kuhle ukuthi abantu babambane kodwa into yokugcina engifuna kuyitsho yikuthi mina angikhangelelanga ukubambana kwama-individuals from political parties. Ngikhangelele ukubambana kwabantu beZimbabwe. So i-alliance le-coalition esiyifunayo kathesi is an alliance of the people of Zimbabwe that unites the people of Nkayi and the people of Harare, that unites the people of Mutare and the people of Mtorashanga up to Blantyre. That is the coalition that we are looking for, period. Not an individual or a club of elite political bullies that want to walk even on dead bodies, Besiye State House.
All right. Fortune, Bamba Konapo, Mwaika Chana, Kalu Bambi Konapo, Sisazamuti, Sibesin and Sana Sambalawe. So,
okay.
I explain and ask you how to come and jalap. So according to Mr. Fortune, he says, you know, there's need for a good foundation in terms of forming some of these alliances. But he says, out of this alliance, he sees that there are a lot of problems. And one of the problems is perhaps Mr. Agrippa Mutambara, who allegedly has links with the Five Brigade. So he says that becomes a problem, a thorny issue in Matabeleland. So he says there's no sane person from that region who can actually vote for such an alliance. Then he goes further to say, there are ZAPU elements, there is Tendai Biti and all those people. I understand Tendai Biti is joining them tomorrow. So, but at the end of the day, he says, the problems that actually bedevil Zimbabwe is not a question of the economy. It's a question of leadership challenges. So he says, if that is addressed, then Zimbabwe can actually be a very good nation. So I've asked him to hold on because he says he's got a copy of the alliance, you know, the document.
Of course, some people are also writing on Facebook with Mnyaradzi Mofela on our Shona Facebook page saying, Kukama mukaka wakakura kare. He says it's much ado about nothing. It's going to be a difficult task. We also have Melusi Nmoyo Machaya who says, call me. We'll try to get in touch with Melusi. Dr. Chimuto, I think you heard what this caller said about the coalition. What would be your response to that?
So I think the caller raised the fundamental issues, regarding this coalition. But I think also we need to look at the situation where we are right now as a nation, you know, Zimbabwe. Or even, can we call it a nation or, you know, because maybe we can't call Zimbabwe a nation now as it is, you know, the condition. But when we are talking about a coalition to be formed before elections, it then actually means that it's already a compromise. I'm just looking at this from a purely analytic point of view, without looking into specific characters. When we talk about a coalition, you know, to contest in an election, we are talking of a compromise, because otherwise I think what is norm in other countries, especially in functioning democracies, is, you know, a coalition is formed after the elections, right? For example, like what happened in the UK recently. So this is what should happen in a normal environment, because when you form it after an election, then you are doing this based on certain principles and you are looking for partners that exactly suit your principles or way of thinking or where you share some common principles in terms of police proposition. But the Zimbabwean question is a little bit different. or the African way of forming coalitions before elections is a little bit different in that it's a question of reclaiming a country. For example, we are reclaiming the country from ZANU-PF. And you will find that for us to come up with a winning coalition, politicians or our leaders have to make some difficult, you know, they have to make some difficult decisions and difficult choices. There is an issue about characters and, of course, their involvement in previous issues. I think what should be articulated is that as a nation, if we are going to reclaim Zimbabwe next year in 2023, whenever, we still have our own issues that we need to deal with. We still have issues like Gukura Hunt that can't be ignored, that we need to deal with. So I think the leadership needs to articulate these issues and say that, you know, we have, there are countries like Rwanda where also terrible things have happened. There are countries like Liberia, and they had a way of dealing with this with these issues. So I think our leadership need to articulate that in a post, if after reclaiming Zimbabwe, there are going to be processes to look into these issues where individuals or where some form of, acknowledgement or some action is going to be done, you know, to address or redress these kind of issues. But 2018, I think, for Zimbabwe, it's a critical election because it's either we are going to reclaim the country or, we probably going to forget about it because ZANU-PF is going to get two-thirds majority next year, at least. Then, well, even 2023 is going to be a very difficult question because they would probably have their leadership renewal within them. So I think you have seen here that I have tried to go around issues of characters. But, my emphasis is that a coalition, let's try to understand, if a coalition is before elections, it's a compromise. There is a greater good that the country wants to achieve. So this is why you see even characters who were not, I think the MDCs, you know, they had ugly splits and actually spitting in public. And but they are trying to talk, they are trying to work that so that they come up with a solution for the nation. Because this is what the people of Zimbabwe are asking for. Otherwise,
thank
what
you,
is
Mr.
the
Ashmut, let me bring our caller there, and you okay. raised the issue of a sensible compromise, if we might take it. Some are saying it's not a sensible compromise. Gibbs, you can direct that too.
So let me take here some one or two kind of people that are actually writing on VOA Studio 7. I'll do it very fast. Just three of them. We've got Farai Wobe who says, but what will happen next if ZANU-PF is defeated in the elections in terms of leadership? We know that people like Mr. Tendai Biti are power hungry. Let's say that's an allegation. And then we've got Benjamin Samba who says, if this alliance is about elections, what will happen after that? And then we've got Wilpert who says, electoral reforms first before elections. Anything else, we are just justifying the ZANU-PF regime, want to pretend as if we're engaged in an election. So now, Mr. Fortune, sorry, I didn't get your second name. What's your surname, by the way? Fortune, can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, I think he's gone there.
Okay.
So,
guy, tinengwe mutereri va Kimboya here. Makadi Kimbuye.
Hello.
Munoitwa vani?
Kuti Simbarashi, South Africa.
Okay, Simbarashi ani?
Simbarashi Maputa.
Okay, mukoma Simbarashi tipe pfungwa dzenyu. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simbarashi.
kuenda kwa kurongwa.
Tunotenda shukuru. Yet there from Simbarashe, we're saying forming a coalition is very good. But ZANU-PF, you know, it's known for having some of the best strategists. So the opposition must guard against being infiltrated by people who are linked to the ZANU-PF intelligence.
Mr. Chimuntu, this issue of being infiltrated by ZANU-PF, does it mean that, you know, it happens all the time, or is a question of having a party or an alliance without a strong foundation?
I think that probably connects also to the issue we discussed earlier on about having probably up to 90 political parties, you know, in Zimbabwe. And then we are also questioning if all these political parties are genuine political parties with a genuine base, or there are other intentions, or probably these are ZANU-PF has got a hand in it, just creating some of these so that, you know, the landscape, the opposition landscape is seen to be chaotic. Then it's seen to be kind of in a leadership crisis, because after all, if you have 70 political parties or 70 people who also want to be the next presidential candidate, already it's a chaotic situation. So I think this is also the kind of scenario where we need to look at the leaders in the opposition, where they are coming from. It's within this very complex, very difficult situation. We know ZANU-PF has got an ability to infiltrate. We know that at the same time, of course, we need also to safeguard, you know, the foundation of this coalition. So it's a question of who should come in, who should we consider. Then it becomes, I think, for the leaders. So, I mean, purely from an analytical point of view, it's the situation where our opposition leaders are. It's a tough situation, and they are taking very, very difficult decisions. And I understand, you know, in doing these decisions, they are going to make some decisions that may not make me feel comfortable, may not make you feel comfortable. But I genuinely think that at least the MDC alliance, they are addressing, they want to address the national question. They are heeding the cry from the people, because what we can't deny is that Zimbabweans overwhelmingly are demanding a coalition. But it also needs to be done, yes, in a way where we need to safeguard our base, or whether we are being infiltrated or not.
Thank you. Thank you, and stand by.
Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Mishek Makadi.
No, tirinani Makadi wenu.
Aiwa, tirinani, tipeo fungwa zenyu mkoma Mishek.
Yes, dambudziko ratiri naro muZimbabwe nderokuti vanhu vese vanoda kuita president, yet the position of a president is one chete. Vana tendai diti yezvino vakuti tinoda kuti tigozoziva kuti tinoita makansela mangani ende nema MPs. Makambohwine here. Ncube tried the same thing. And haana kana akamufotera kana akashaya kana fit, even mukadzi wake chaana kumufotera. Now they don't learn from their mistakes. Vanongoda kuramba vachiita uya ndakuda kuita president. Ndakuda more than 60 to 70 maparty nese muya fighting for one position. Instead yekuti mongobatana nese, then pakaitawo one anenge mawinner kadzeni makuzoshiyana zvemaposition. But dambudziko riripo, most of those people are power hungry. Mumwe nemumwe usada kuita president. Tinofunga ndo dambudziko guru riri muZimbabwe. So in that respect, now to defeat ZANU, it's a mammoth task according to my own observation. Ndomaonera ndinoita kuti ndo zvichanetsa izvozvo, nokuti mumwe nemumwe wese anoda kuita president. Instead yekuti mongoti aiwa ngatibatane, the purpose yekuti vanhu mubatane kuda kuchinja kuti zvinhu zviite better, kwete kuzvekuda basa kuti ino ndoda kuti nditonge, ndoda kuti aiwa ka. Otherwise chinangwa chacho hamusi kuda kuti zvinhu zvichinje, muri kutsvaka mabasa. Ndomaonera ndinoite inini. Saka ameno tinozongoona kuti zvanenge zvakamira sei.
Ko iyo ZANU-PF yacho muri kuionawo yakaita sei?
ZANU-PF yamamvenze, ende dambudziko riri, ende iwo shefi chaiva mugabeka vanongoona vanhu vakazara, but all those people are coming all over the country. Havazive kuti vakaenda kana kumanika rende kana kubulawayo, unoona vakazara vanhu vari kuchitwa nevacho vanenge vachikokera musangano vachifunga kuti ii akaona kuzara kwavanhu vofunga kuti vanhu vanondida aiwa, but those people are coming from all over the world, I mean from all over the country. Unoona marondi 200 buses zvezvikoro marondi raingaita kuti manakaroi kupiko gwanda kutinhwa kunzi ndai kurari. Saka vamugapi vakaona vanhu vakazara nga kuti vanhu vari kundifarira, yet 80% maenemies and vadhonzwa vese vana vezvikoro chichi pamatele ino hamaona kuti ya hamukuru isapoti iripo, hapana sapoti, hapana.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bishek nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita enyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Bishek is saying that everyone in Zimbabwe wants to be a president of something or some sort. So he's saying this has become a bit problematic. And then, of course, I asked him about the popularity of President Robert Mugabe. And he says that, you know, people are actually frog-marched from all parts of the country to attend those rallies. So he does not think that everyone does support Mr. Mugabe.
And I bet my last dollar, if we, the two of us decide to form a political party here, how many are going to form?
Three, because we will not agree on who is going to be the president.
Obviously, I know that you want to be the treasurer. So the president is obvious, right?
Yes.
Now, let's read some messages on Facebook. Maxim Nyimanyika says, unity alone is not enough. It's actually step two. Every entity, individual or party has to come with territory. Contest and win a constituency. For example, Advocate Mahere is contesting and I can bet on her winning. First things first, claim territory and the electoral will listen. Then we've got Professor Shaba who says, guys, time is not on our side. ZANU-PF is campaigning and the opposition is busy with this cold coalition. What is going to happen if the opposition wins the election? And then we've got Max Manyika again who says, build Zimbabwe Alliance is the only thing that we're going to support all the way. And then we've got Pei Sabadla Wobe who says, voila, I'm there, guys. Fair. You know this fair thing, yeah?
Yeah.
It means Dapida. Then Stanley says, people are optimistic, guys. Let's go for it. We may succeed. And then Tinashe also says, the opposition must campaign in rural areas so they can win the 2018 general elections. So maybe we've got a caller, I guess.
No caller. No caller. But, you know, so, just to acknowledge those on Facebook, I don't know, you might call it nepotism, but my former classmates there, Edmore following, Edmore Makunura following, and also Innocent Chofa Mbastole from our University of Zimbabwe days. Those are my colleagues.
Discrimination, obviously.
Then we also have Noma, who is also following. Noma Langa, thank you so much. We want to acknowledge that. Shez Miyoni. Arikuti inyaya inasa. Shez, tiri kutaura nezve sarudzo dza 2018. Tichitarisa zviri kuitwa nemapato anopikisa zvekuda kuedza kuumba mubatanidzwa. We also have Talent Manyanga, who is also following. Arikuti chokwadi, vangangowanda zvavo vanhu papati. Asi anenge ari complain ndofunga kuti mapata acho anenge ati wandisei. We also have Masiziva, who is also following. Gibbs, would you?
Yeah, we've got Martin Valelihle says, we can't hear or see anything right now on your live stream. So that's in Ndebele one. Maybe it has got a problem, but I was testing it here. It's actually working. So maybe what you can do there, Valelihle, just press on the live stream. Maybe it's going to be activated. But if it's not working, so we'll ask our colleagues to actually check it out. Let's go back to Chimutu. Mr. Chimutu, before I go to Mr. Chimutu, we've got a caller. Caller low undumiso. Baba undumiso, unjani?
Niyaphile njani baba?
Impile kakhulu. Yeah, ungathini nge coalition le? MTC coalition. Kumbe twa alliance.
Yeah, ngibona ikahle sithi coalition, but ingathi ngathi ndikuthi kona kona maybe amantu laba bahlamukwe kwamanye ama-parties bazeyiwa ama-leaders azalibusa azakuzayile kuze-coalition
Uchoni kona po.
Onganga ukuthi besingathi uma uloku zwene utsangira imedzi uyathi ngakhangela ukuthi kona nabe ngumkhokheli wayo lo yento yalekho.
So bona zani ke umnumzana utsangira engakhokhela kona po kungaphuma into zwakalayo kumbe kwabe kwisililo futhi ngo-2018 ukhetho soludlulile.
Ngokubona kwami mina nguye olele ukuze nolendlela eyokuthi haba ngomkhokheli because sisukela ekudala ku-3 u-30 ngenkathi zofika manje yonke sinayo.
Kodwa kulabanye phela bathi
odoyithi mjuru labo abake bami emaceleni baba ama-ministers akhe uTsvangirai nothi ukuthi babe yibo abazaba ama-leaders ama-coalition.
Ye, kulabanye kodwa bakhulumayo lapha-ke mnumzana abathi umnumzana uTsvangirai sehlale kakhulu so kachiyela abanye abantu abanjengo-Nelson Chamisa labanye unge wahambelana lakho.
Hayi ukuthi inkokheli anti le oChamisa besingabo kuma MPs but umuntu esisukela inational lokhu ze noTsvangira esibondeni imisebenzi yakhe. So ngokuthi lapha ukuthi mhlawumbe nga okwakathi esithi esigabeni esinjengalesi lesingakhalela ukuthi umasibe uTsvangira ngathi ngakhona ukuthi akhokhele because sifikela ekudala ku-30 nensimboni imisebenzi yakhe bekhokhela sibili wazofika ekuphineni wazosiba le MDC.
So kodwa-ke ubona zani bazanqoba yini ibandla le-ZANU-PF bazalidla sibili?
Ma bengelani bathengise abazathi abazangena khona lapho kungenza kathi banqobe kodwa-ke kumele bayevusa amehlo kakhulu ngoba kakhulu uTsvangira sikubonile ukuthi khona umgabo ubabumtota ngathi indlela.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke akubacebise ukuthi ungathini.
Engingabacebisa ngakho ukuthi khona mhlawumbe nxabe senza ama-rallies bangazi batshengisa bona inzondane zabo bona ku-collision njeba futhi bangagijimela izikhundla kuleyo collision ababekezelele nje uTsvangira kuphela ukuthi athathe kumgabe then so from there bazayenza-ke i-constitution entsha sebethilethethe kuloku-Olympus.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Ndumiso ungathinela kusasa mnumzana.
Okay, ngiyabonga ba.
Yes, sibongele kakhulu. So according to Mr. Ndumiso, you know, Mr. Tsvangirai is the natural leader of the MTC alliance. Says these other ones can be his ministers, you know, because he's got confidence that Mr. Tsvangirai has got people behind him. So he says people can support him, they can do anything. At the end of the day, he's the right guy for the coalition, you know, to lead it. Yeah.
Let's go back to Dr. Chimutu. Dr. Chimutu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm all right.
Now, Dr. Chibuti, is this not a problem, for the opposition sometimes when they are faced with challenges like this proliferation of opposition parties? They tend to say, they are members of the Central Intelligence Organization and stuff like that. Can there not be a way for the opposition to engage all these other players in order to find some common ground, other than labeling them as CIO projects?
I think fundamentally, when you raise that question, we come to the question of trust. So, what we do like in Zimbabwe or in our political environment in general is trust, and I think this it needs to be understood. You know, in this. In the context where ZANU-PF has ruled for these 37 years with heavy-handedness, using, you know, the security apparatus, you know, in infiltrating the opposition or in trying to destroy some political parties, or actually in dealing with civilians. So what we have in Zimbabwe is a fundamental lack of trust. And your question is the opposition also using this to their advantage? Yes, it could be argued that to a certain extent the opposition is also quick to denounce new players as such. We can say that, but they also do this. I think I just want you to understand, you know, the complexity of the whole issue. Where are we coming from? The environment we are in. But there are also some players that could be seen to be coming in with genuine intentions, articulating their policies and kind of having a support base, whether at home or in the diaspora. I think those players, they also need to be taken in seriously. By this, for example, if you can allow me, you know, we are talking like actors like BZA, Build Zimbabwe Alliance, we are talking about APA, Dr. Nkosana's, you know, people's agenda. And we are also talking about these new social movements, you know, that we have seen doing some good work on the ground. I think these need to be considered, and the traditional opposition need to consider this and to try to understand that there's a new way of doing politics in Zimbabwe. So it's not only enough to just denounce all new players as CIO operative or as ANPF projects.
Mm-hmm. And on our Shona page, we have Melusi Moyo Machai, who says, Regaiti mboona, sezomai mjuru, waka vaku ZANU-PF, because ndio wano zivachi tsozi chese che ZANU-PF. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Chimuntu, if Mrs. Mjuru actually joins this coalition, what is she bringing? You know, the same applies to Zimbabwe People First. What are they bringing on board here, you know?
What these are bringing now is that traditional support which the MDC has been lacking. So what we are talking about is mainly the rural constituencies, you know, in the Mashonaland and provinces. We have seen from previous election results that the MDC has struggled a lot, you know, in those constituencies. And they could do with that help because, I mean, when we talk about Amai Mujuru, when we talk about Mutambara, when we talk of NPP and ZimFest, of course, it's an issue that raised a lot of discussion among the electorate. But we may also not deny that most of their supporters they are bringing in, they are coming with them from ZANU-PF. So by so doing, we are chipping into the traditional ZANU-PF base and adding to the opposition base.
But does this also not then reveal the weakness in this alliance, the MDC alliance, in that it appears they are fishing from the same pond, you know, Biti, Nube, and Tsvangirai?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, but at least the MDC alliance, what they are doing is consolidating what they had before.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been calling for them to have the original MDC of 99. And I think on that, probably we are lacking Mangoma. The RDZ, I don't see them tomorrow. I think they are not on the program. So RDZ is lacking, but we can fundamentally say that the original MDC is together. Mm-hmm. But probably that may not even be enough to just have the MDC alliance. This is why we are saying this is just the beginning, the first step, and we encourage them to keep on negotiating to make it a much broader alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs.
So now, if it is a broader alliance, does it mean that at the end of the day, they are going to form a one-party state if they win? You know, like, they are going to dominate everything?
The context we are in, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's look at it as we are a country in a crisis. We are a country that cannot afford another 5 years of ZANU-PF. And if we all agree that this is the goal that we have, then we need to throw, you know, the kitchen and sink in 2018 to reclaim the country. And then, of course, the coalition, if it's going to succeed, it's going to work more like a transitional kind of authority to bring some minimum standards to Zimbabwe so that by 2023, all separate political parties can go back and contest as individual political parties.
Do we still have Mandelas who can say I can go for 5 years? Or no more Madiba magic? Eh? Everyone wants to be a life president.
No, I think this is also another important question probably that you should have asked when we had a bit of time. But I think, you know, we are seeing new players that are coming in like Dr. Manyika, like Dr. Nkosana. And they are making it clear that, you know, they are going to be, they just want 5 years. So I think also the coalition or whoever is going to lead the coalition, it's a very big question that they have to consider that they are just going to be given this role to bring the country out of
thank
the crisis.
Thank you, Dr. Chimuntu. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but thank you so much for joining us. We also want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely weekend, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.